Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Be part of, you know, that makes you part of the solution. Really, it isn't that. Look, people, it ain't that hard. I know a lot of you think it is. You don't have to work that hard at it. I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, again, 5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, I know there's big news. We'll get to that in just a second. I do want to tell you that I don't know if you guys, some of you guys, listen up. Do you know that Christmas is just around the corner? And I mean just around the corner. It's just a couple days away. Did you get your honey what she wanted, or what you think she wanted? Well, if you're stuck, head over to MyPillow.com, right? MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe, save 30 to 70%. I'm telling you, she'll love it. Whether you pick the robe, the pillows, the pillowcases, the sheets, the mattresses, there's just a whole bunch of stuff going on there that you need to know about, or you need to partake of. Now, Mikey said, hey, listen, in case you're worried about not being happy, he'll take back the product until March of 2024. Yeah, you may need all your fingers and toes for this one. March of 2024. I'm telling you, I don't think you can lose. Now, how can you lose with a deal like that? And everybody's happy, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Again, head over to MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe, you can't lose. All right. Some of you have already heard. I know you want to talk about it. Can't wait to talk about it. And I don't blame you. Trump temporarily, I say that because there's no way this is going to stand. Temporarily, Trump is off the ballot in Colorado. Yep. Yeah. The smoke doping. No, they came out wrong. Dope smoking. The dope-smoking boneheads in Colorado, in the Supreme Court there, has decided that Trump can't be on. You ready for this one? This is mind-boggling. Trump cannot be on the ballot in November because, you know, he started an insurrection. So they say. Now, here's the thing. Something has changed dramatically in this country. And maybe I'm a little dull here. You may help me out. But ultimately, last I checked, weren't you... you're innocent until proven guilty, are you not? When did it all change? When did it become that you were guilty I mean, let's look at the Biden. I'm not even going to go through everything. You guys already know. You've heard it over and over and over every single night here. But look at the Biden family. Look at the amount of money that's gone through their accounts, where it's gone, how it's got there, and how it made it back to Joey B's pocket. And that doesn't seem to bother the Democrats at all. Not at all. Because the laws, as you've heard over and over and over again, they don't apply to them. They apply to everybody else but them. Remember Nancy Pelosi's whole thing, no one is above the law? Well, guess what? That is not true. It's not an outlie. And you can see that just by what's going down with them. Colorado Supreme Court, they disqualified former President Trump from appearing on a state ballot. The disqualification, which was made under the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, is related to the Capitol riot on January 6th. Now, they have absolutely no proof. As a matter of fact, what you've seen over and over and over again, what you've heard from the Capitol, and they're just totally ignoring all of this, what you've heard from members of the Capitol Police is this was all a setup. They let them in. You see them fist pumping each other. You see the Capitol Police. Maybe this Capitol Police might be somebody else. I don't know. Opening the doors for these people. Anybody else catch that? You guys caught it. I know you did. Right? You see it on film. Why was it the Democrats would never let us see that? Why was it Nancy Pelosi and team would never allow us to see that? You know, the hate for Trump wasn't because they think he was pompous or thought he was all about himself. Remember, Trump lost a boatload of money being president. He did not need to do this. If he was as greedy as the rest of them in there, he'd still be there. And instead of being worth $7 billion, he'd be worth probably $10 or $12 billion. Remember, they go in there with nothing. Many of those, of the House members go in there with nothing. No real assets to speak of. Matter of fact, they were making fun of DeSantis for being poor. I don't know. Maybe I missed it. I missed it somewhere. When did it become mandatory that you're a multimillionaire to become president? We don't want you to be a multimillionaire. You're hanging out with all the wrong people. We want you to be one of us. Anyway, Tuesday's 4-3 ruling has stayed until January 4th because of the likely appeals. Three justices of the Colorado Supreme Court dissented. We did not reach this conclusion lightly. Yes, they did. The court's majority wrote, we are mindful of the magnitude and the weight of the question now before us. No, they all deserve to be removed. Trump has not been convicted. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you could finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 55-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's truly the way we win. When you're part of the solution, we win. When you're not part of the solution, we lose. Really that simple, right? We're back to Trump being temporarily, that's the way I'm going to put it, removed from the ballot in Colorado for the 2024 election campaign. Or election cycle. It's hilarious because, really, here's the Supreme Court of Colorado sitting there actually saying that their first job is to follow the law. and that he didn't reach this conclusion lightly. Right? We're mindful of the magnitude and the weight, the question now before us, like-minded of our solemn duty to apply the law without fear, or favored without being swayed by the public reaction to the decisions. Well, yeah, the problem is, nobody's been talking about this, or the left doesn't talk about it at all. Don't you have to be found guilty first? Right? All the evidence is pointing to January 6th is being set up, or being allowed to happen, if you would. I mean, think about the testimony that you've heard from the captain of the police. Right? They were told not to ramp up. They wouldn't let the National Guard be called out when they heard that there might be trouble. You have video of the Capitol Police actually letting people in to the different rooms, unlocking the doors for them. Nobody's asked the question why. Not to them, anyhow. Right? It's just amazing. The Democrats right now are so desperate, so worried about Donald Trump getting in and putting a bunch of slugs in jail. I'm telling you, I would look for the toughest AG I could find, and I would tell him or her that I'd only nominate them if they would agree to anybody who wouldn't follow the Constitution to the letter, that they would let go. That simple. They're willing to violate the U.S. Constitution at levels we've never seen before. We don't, Scalia said it years ago. If you don't apply the Constitution equally across the board, we don't have a Constitution. You look at the stuff that Biden and family have done, other Democrats have done, the dismissal of Chinese spies working it from within the Democrat Party, working for the Democrat Party, that we've seen. They've laid it out. There's no denying it. Joe Biden is the real threat to democracy. Look at what he's allowing happen at the border. Look at what he's allowing happen, allowing China to take over with us. Not just property. The making of pharmaceuticals. You remember during COVID-19 at one point in time, they almost threatened to stop making penicillin for us. 85% of the penicillin comes from China. Do we really want them having that kind of hold? Now they're allowing Japan to buy U.S. steel when Japan was cited several times for importing steel when they weren't supposed to. But hey, whatever. As long as it puts money in the Biden's pockets, we're good. And when it comes to, what's going on in the political arena, Biden keeps taking a nosedive while Trump keeps spiking. These people are going out of their minds. Jack Smith keeps coming up with new charges almost on a weekly basis. But unheard of, never seen before. Usually you have a crime, you go looking for that crime, you put everything together for it, all the charges you're going to, and then you bring them forward. Right? Now, the all-Democrat appointed Colorado Supreme Court, they ruled against President Trump. They're supporting, as we all know this, a Soros-funded left-wing group scheme to interfere in an election on behalf of Joe Biden. They're worried about him. I mean, Joe Biden's name should really be if you apply the same principles, we think he did. That's what they're doing with Trump. We think he did. If you apply the same principles, then Joe Biden shouldn't be there. And a few others. I mean, this is the Colorado Supreme Court, all Democrats, appointed by all Democrats. That was at one point in time, that was a very Republican state. They do what we don't do. Years and years of plotting, of poking away, of working hard to take it seat by seat by seat. And we as Americans were asleep at the wheel most of the time. Most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time. Once you're in that seat, it's almost impossible to take that away from somebody. You know, and again, you look at the polls, you look at the mainstream Democrats who are coming against Joe Biden. You know, I'm talking about the rank and file here. Because they've lost faith in him. They've lost faith in his presidency. Now, he can say all you want that it's roses, right? When they're really dandelions. Now, this will go to the Supreme Court, and probably very quickly. All right, the Colorado Supreme Court issued a completely flawed decision tonight. We will swiftly file an appeal. This comes out of the Trump campaign. To the United States Supreme Court, concurrent request for a stay of the deeply undemocratic decision. Now, I believe that we'll see what Brad Dacus says. He'll be on with me in a little bit. I believe that the Supreme Court will flip this in a heartbeat. All right, because ultimately, again, think it through. He's not been convicted. The previous ruling, Colorado District Judge Sarah Wallace, she allowed Trump to stay on the ballot, but found that Trump's engagement in the insurrection for his role in January 6th Capitol. So she allowed him to stay on there. And then she said, I believe he hasn't been convicted. Why do they keep being allowed to? Why judges of all people should know better? Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold sent a statement that she would continue to follow the court guidances on this important issue. Since the Supreme Court has ruled, Trump is barred from the Colorado ballot for inciting the January 6th insurrection. Again, no proof, no conviction. Just because they said so. God, you guys, do you realize what trouble you're in? If they can make this up as they go. If they can set, we'll be back in a few minutes. Doug Ovar, Joe Masina, your host. We'll be right back.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
Power restoration efforts are continuing today following this week's East Coast storms. Maine is the hardest hit state, with more than 430,000 homes and businesses reported to be in the dark. More than 130,000 utility customers were reported without power in Massachusetts, another 27,000 in Connecticut. There's been an increase in fake bomb threats against Jewish people.
An organization monitoring threats against Jewish communities reports over 200 false bomb threats and swatting calls during the weekend. Swatting involves making prank calls to authorities to falsely prompt a SWAT team response under the pretense of a crime occurring.
A total of 25 states will be raising their minimum wage, as high as $16 in states like California and New York. 20 states will be keeping the federal minimum wage $7.25. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure. Really, truly, I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And, you know, honestly, it is a big deal. All of this is a big deal. Every step that they take, everything that they do, in all reality, is because they want a dictatorship. They want this. They want total control of you, the states. And they're using, I mean, these people are using the 14th Amendment that, you know, that says no person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector of a president and vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or as an executive or judicial officer of any state, to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in an insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid or comfort to the enemies, but Congress may, by a vote of 2/3 of each House, remove such disability. Disqualification lawsuits related to Trump's appearance on the ballot are pending in 13 states, including Texas. Let that sink in for a second. But it really doesn't matter. No, seriously. It really doesn't matter because he didn't break the law. Right? So even if they think they're right, by the time he gets to the Supreme Court, and again, we'll find out from Dacus when he comes on. Right, they should kill this thing because, again, he has not been convicted. Now, I don't know, Vivek Ramaswamy. You know, I mean, he's been outspoken about a lot of things. I haven't quite figured him out yet. I have figured out that he has no chance to win. Right? That's different. But seriously, he had a tweet out today, or X out today. What are they calling these things? He says, I pledge to withdraw from the Colorado GOP primary ballot until Trump is also allowed to be on the ballot. I demand that Ron DeSantis, Chris Christie, and Nikki Haley do the same thing immediately, or else, you know what? They're endorsing this illegal maneuver. This is going to have disastrous consequences. Every time something like this crops up, remember, the other side can use the same thing. We can use the same thing. They're going to keep coming out. I mean, this is nuts. Really. Let the people decide. What are they afraid of? I'll tell you what they're afraid of. You don't want to hear it, but I'll tell you what they're afraid of. The people know better. The people have caught on to their garbage. Right? You look at the polls. You can tell. You can see it. They know what they're doing. They know how bad they are. They way, way, way overplayed their hand. And now they've been caught. And look at what's happening. I mean, can you believe? Again, this is truly an emperor has no clothes kind of scenario. Can you believe that the Democrats are actually running around and actually stating that that Joe Biden has been connected to nothing? Let that sink in. Joe Biden has had nothing to do with this. Right? And now Hunter Biden comes out, kind of changes or tweaks the message a little bit. That Joe had nothing to do with his business dealings. Well, before, it was Joe had didn't even know who he worked for. And again, the Biden White House, they're under fire again for omitting Hunter Biden from visitor logs. We don't know how many times he's been there. We don't know the rides that he's taken on Air Force One or Marine One. Right? I mean, in seeing Hunter Biden getting off, now this is what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be logging everybody that takes a ride on those airships. You see Hunter Biden getting off of Marine One, yet he's not on the manifest. I don't understand it. Matter of fact, this goes all the way back to the Obama days. For some odd reason, he's one of the few that's left off of these logs all the time. The White House may not have helped that the president is keeping far away from Hunter's local woes. According to one White House correspondent, that we were all just watching the first family return from Delaware, Marine One, and my colleagues noticed that someone hop off the chopper who was not on the passenger list. Who was it? Hunter Biden. Now, Hunter's apparently here at the White House after defying a congressional subpoena while being indicted and facing a maximum of 17 years behind bars on financial crimes, plus another 25 years on the gun charges. The gun charges won't go anywhere, in my words. Hunter Biden's omission prompted the House Republican Conference social media account to question what else the White House is leaving out of its records. See, again, this comes from an attitude of complete power. This comes from an attitude they think that there's nothing you can do. Oh, there's nothing you will do about it. And I hate to say it, but they're probably right. There's nothing you will do about it. During a Thursday press briefing, the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, she faced a question about whether the White House will announce Hunter Biden's presence on Marine One moving forward. She responds, well, that's something we've never done. Wait a minute. It just happened. We just watched him get off the helicopter. We just watched him bounce into the White House, and he's not on the manifest. Right? Well, this is the family, and the family gets to travel with the president, and it's been the case with every other president, so it's not something that we've done or we would be doing moving forward. Yeah, with their children, maybe. Not their adult child. Not one that Joe Biden himself has said, if you skirt a congressional subpoena, you should be arrested and put in jail. Oh, except if it's my son, you know, the druggy son. And Jean-Pierre, if you would really, really see somebody who must be smoking crack at a rate that we've never seen before, she still says this is the most transparent administration in American history. Didn't Obama say the same thing? Then it was some of those media outlets in his last years finally got so fed up with him, so irritated with him, they said, that's not true. We can't get information from you. You have news blackouts on a regular basis. Right? There's no logs, nothing found of Hunter Biden's visits or his extended stays, or if they gave him back that bag of cocaine they had. Right? Anyway, when you look at all this, how many times Hunter's been there? How many times he's been in the news? You know, the trouble he's gotten into, and he goes running to daddy right away. But no one's above the law. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One group says that the Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, omitted portions of her husband's income on disclosure forms for years. Nothing new. This wasn't an all of a sudden, oops, I missed it. Conservative Policy Group has filed ethics complaints against Superior Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson for willfully omitting required income disclosures for years while serving on a federal bench. Now, again, you know, they will do nothing about it. Right? The Center for Renewing America think tank, led by former senior Trump White House official Russ Vought, he sent a letter to the Judicial Committee with allegations that Jackson willfully failed to disclose it. This has been going on for well over a decade. The letter suggests that the Judicial Conference should refer Jackson's possible ethics violations to the Attorney General Merrick Garland for investigation. Nothing will happen. Nothing. Now, the letter notes that federal judges are legally required to disclose the source of items of earned income earned by a spouse or any other person which exceeds $1,000. Except if the spouse is self-employed. Wake up, people. Again, two-tiered system. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Has anybody heard from Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Just curious. I mean, if I was running for president, there's so many things to sink your teeth into here. And I'm wondering, because I kind of know from his speeches and things he's in the past where he stands on a lot of these issues. And there's no reason in the world, there's no reason in this God's creation why he's, I mean, I know I'm, it sounds like I'm stumping for him, but I'm not. But he's one of those guys that would speak up about this issue. And he should. You know, the bad part is that if he would say something, he might pull some people over to him, you know, from the Republican slash conservative side. But, again, relax, put your stones down. I'm not hoping for that, but whatever. Now, you know, Jackson, if you've just joined us, we're talking about Ketanji Brown Jackson. She's been hit with an ethics complaint. Because for well over a decade, she never reported her husband's income, as is required in being a federal judge. As part of her nomination to the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, Jackson disclosed the names of two legal medical malpractice consultant clients who paid her husband, Dr. Patrick Jackson, more than $1,000 for the year 2011. and subsequent filings, however, she actually repeatedly failed to disclose that her husband received income from medical malpractice consulting fees. Now, we know this by Justice Jackson's own admission in her amended disclosure form in 2020, when she was nominated for the Supreme Court, that some of my previous filed reports inadvertently admitted her husband's income. Now, Boat says in a letter that Jackson has not even attempted to list the years for which her previously filed disclosures admitted it. So, she only fixed a couple of the recent ones, figuring that was going to be okay. Now, Vogt, who headed up the Office of Management and Budget under President Trump, argues that Dr. Jackson's income does not qualify for the self-employment exception. Right? The Ethics in Government Act of 1978 requires Justice Jackson to identify the source of the items of earned income earned by a spouse or any other person which exceeds $1,000. Now, again, if she's fixing it, if she's trying to make it better, how much time do you want to spend on it? Is this all there is for you to beat on? Now, I find this interesting. Yes, we need to bring it to the attention of people. I mean, part of it is because if you look at this, look at what they're doing to Clarence Thomas. Do you think he'll do the same thing here? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and again, there are other gifts that she was given. There are other revenue/incomes that she received, and we don't know if she was supposed to report those. But again, I say, how far do you want to go with all of this? Okay. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-55. Look, I got a bunch of stories. You know, this is how it always goes. A lot of these politicians, they promise all kinds of things for your city, for your town, for your state, for your county, whatever. But it doesn't work out that way for some reason. They don't seem to make it happen. Right? And a big scandal is brewing on Capitol Hill. Legislative aide for Senator Ben Cardin, right, filmed himself having gay sex at the Senate in the Senate hearing room. Now, you know about that. You know about the transgender people in the it was a White House celebration a while back. It might even have been Easter. Somebody in the chat room could help me with that one. It might even have been Easter. And here you have a transgender female dropping her shirt, rubbing his or her breasts to show that they're there. Then you have the two transgender men showing the scars for what they look like afterward with everything cut out on the White House South Lawn. I mean, you got to be sitting there scratching your head going, what does this have to do with decorum? What does this have to do with decency? Even if they were truly men and truly women, I don't want them taking off their shirt on the White House lawn. You go to the local triple X movie rated place for that, or one of those gentlemen clubs. Not the White House. But maybe this is proof positive. We've been saying that some of these people on the left or far left are degenerates. They don't really care. They're the ones that don't have a problem with a man acting like a woman jiggling their butt cheeks in front of your third grader's face. That's okay. Just ask them, they'll tell you. Right? And these behaviors in D.C. are just climbing. We had an issue near me. Some of you who watched the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson from beautiful downtown Burbank. My local, I've talked about my local area, not necessarily the name. The head of their club is a very young man, outspoken gay person who thinks there should be no boundaries on anything. But try to run for office, continually get squashed. No, the community is not interested in his ideology. Right? Invites the mayor from Burbank to come to an event with a bunch of Democrats. Right? The flyer that they put out said that it was open to young kids, too. Although they claim no young kids were there. And they have a spank session with the mayor of Burbank, who wants to be a supervisor for all of L.A. County. Or in L.A. County. This is their mindset of decency. This is a one-trick pony, as they say. Both of them only care about one thing. And the fact that you'd be willing to open it up to young kids to watch a mayor get spanked by a, it's not transgender. And they're not, it's not a gay situation, right? It's a female impersonator for all intents and purposes. And this is all okay for young kids to be at. These truly the people that you want legislating over your kids. Look at what happened here in California. Right? Look at the laws that are being pushed through. Look at the parental rights that are being taken away. Once a kid is 12 years old, the only responsibility you have is to pay for the damages that child does. They can do anything they want to do to their body. They can do anything they want to do in school. Pretty much. I've said this before, I'll say it again. When you look at Gavin Newsom, just remember, he's the guy that had absolutely no problem with the fact that your 12-year-old daughter, if she gets pregnant somehow, she can go for an abortion through the school, paid for by the taxpayers, without the parents ever knowing. She could bleed out in the middle of the night and die, and you would never even know why she bled out. And we're supposed to see him as the new face. You know what? I hope people see him as the face of the progressive portion of the Democrat Party. I really do. I hope he's able to take that mantra on. Because that would be perfect. We go down all the stuff that he's done to ruin every city, every agency he's got his hands on. Every single one of them. And now it's even to the point where he's actually admitting, without saying it out loud, he's admitting that his energy policies are failing big time. Right? All right, I went in the wrong direction here, but you look at what's going on in D.C., right, from twerking bunnies at the White House. Remember that? I forgot about that. Thank you. You know, the Easter egg roll to the topless activists at the White House at the Gay Pride celebration, where they actually put the Gay Pride flag at the same level as the U.S. flags, which is unheard of. You don't do that. Not because it's a gay pride flag, but the American flag always stands above other flags. Always. Not to mention Hunter Biden's laptop computer, which contains behavior so vile, you can't even mention it on the radio. I have no way to clean it up. Oh, and now Hunter Biden is saying that the laptop was stolen. They have his signature on a piece of paper, bringing it in to that owner. On the piece of paper says, you leave it here longer than so many days, I own it. I own its contents. It's mine. He signed that. Now, if you get a real judge that's going to adhere to the law, they're going to throw that whole thing out. That's going to be a problem. Seriously. President Biden wants promised to restore honor and decency to the White House. Where is it? He's turned the White House into a degenerate depravity, frat house. It would make the citizens of Sodom and Gomorrah blush, seriously, with the stuff that he does there. And I got to say, really? He probably has no clue what's happening. He's looking around, has no idea what's going on around him. I would almost say that. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus in the next hour. Don't go far. I'm going to ask him about the Colorado ruling and what that means for Donald Trump for real. Be right back.